July 1, a contract with God. And Solomon the son of David was strengthened in his kingdom, and the Lord his God was with him and magnified him exceedingly. 2 Chronicles 1:1. Not in the surpassing wisdom, the fabulous riches, the far-reaching power and fame that were his lay the real glory of Solomon's early reign, but in the honor that he brought to the name of the God of Israel through a wise use of the gifts of heaven. Noble in youth, noble in manhood, the beloved of his God, Solomon entered on a reign that gave high promise of prosperity and honor. Nations marveled at the knowledge and insight of the man to whom God had given wisdom, but the pride of prosperity brought separation from God. From the joy of divine communion, Solomon turned to find satisfaction in the pleasures of sense. Satan well knew the results that would attend obedience, and during the earlier years of Solomon's reign, years glorious because of the wisdom, the beneficence, and the uprightness of the king, he sought to bring in influences that would insidiously undermine Solomon's loyalty to principle and cause him to separate from God. Did the Lord make a mistake in placing Solomon in a position of so great responsibility? Nay, God prepared him to bear these responsibilities and promised him grace and strength on condition of obedience. The Lord sets men in responsible places not to act out their own wills, but his will. So long as they cherish his pure principles of government, he will bless and strengthen them, recognizing them as his instrumentalities. God never forsakes the one who is true to principle. The Lord told Solomon that if he would walk in his way, his blessing would go with him, and wisdom would be given him. But Solomon failed to keep his contract with God. He followed the promptings of his own heart, and the Lord left him to his own impulses. Today, each one has a part to act, duties to perform, and responsibilities to carry. No one can act his part acceptably without wisdom from on high.